You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. On today's podcast, we've got a comrades-related question. We haven't had too many of those, but there's a lot of activity in the forums on the Coach Parry app at the moment around comrades. Lindsay, nice to have you with us. Sheila is training for comrades using the Coach Parry app, but she's also doing a lot of trail running, and she's got a big goal race coming up along with comrades. That's a big trail ultra. We've dealt with that in the forum, but the question is it okay to be training for a race like comrades when you're doing a lot of your running on trail?
Yeah, so we get this question in one form or another quite a lot. And absolutely, doing trail running has many benefits that cross over into the road running space. A lot of places, I'd venture as far as going, most places where you have great trails to run on have lots of vertical meters, and so doing trail running will definitely increase your running strength. It makes you stronger. The second real positive around trail running is that by the nature of trail and the constant changes that are happening, it really reduces the risk of chronic overuse injuries that you typically get from just bashing out your miles on the same stretch of tar with the same camber all the time. So those are the two main real benefits to doing trail running. And I do always have to mention this, particularly for roadies that are moving over to the trail, is that there is an increased acute injury risk. If you fall, if you twist an ankle, these are the realities of trail running. But on the whole, the risk of that acute injury is outweighed by the benefits that you get from the training benefits. And again, because the trail is softer, although tougher, you can also get away with doing slightly more mileage. The important thing to remember is that we have to do some training on the road, because one of the big issues that trail runners get when they move across to the road is severe soreness in their muscles from the pounding of the tar if they only occasionally do a race on the tar.
And also just the same movement over and over. So it's not just the tar.
Absolutely. By the same token, if you're always in this fortunate position where you very seldom do exactly the same movement over and over again, that monotony on race day may even be more of the contributor to the pain than the tar.
A good friend of mine came out from the US to run comrades a few years ago, and that was the thing that he, more than anything, more than the hills, it was that same sort of movement and the evenness of the tar, if you'd like, and that absolutely broke him. I mean, he could not get over how sore he was just from that, which is, yeah, something people don't take into account. Lindsay, as always, thank you very much.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.